Inside the greenhouse at Flatland Flower Farm in western Sebastopol lie rows and rows of seedling plants. In particular, at this time of year, there are a lot of tomatoes.
So, like that, these are different tomato varieties. That one's Costelluto Fiorentino. This is Isis Candy Cherry. That one's called Camp Joy. Great cherry tomato.
Dan Lair, one of the owners of Flatland, especially seeks out tomatoes that grow well in cooler microclimates. He sells them at gardening centers and farmers markets around the Bay Area.
If you live somewhere warmer, you can grow any kind of tomato that you want, really. But if you grow somewhere where you have the coastal influence of the fog, it's much more difficult.
One popular variety for these climates is the early girl tomato, a hybrid plant coming from two different parents developed back in the 70s. Monsanto acquired the rights to the plant in 2005 when it bought the seed company Seminis. At that point, Flatland Flower Farm stopped selling early girls.
We are not going to grow any varieties that those guys own.
The early girl is a great tomato. It's the best one I've ever had. And it's not the early girl's fault that Monsanto ended up buying the business that grows it out.
Joe Schirmer runs Dirty Girl Produce in Santa Cruz, and like Lair, he's opposed to the influence that large agricultural companies have on farmers and consumers. So a few years ago, he began developing a new kind of tomato based on the popular hybrid. He planted a few early girl seeds, selected the ones that he liked, and bred them.
I might have gotten two or three plants that I liked the first year, and then the next year, it was like 10% of them, and then more like 50%. And now it's not perfect, but you just keep selecting.
This is the first year that the new variety, which he's calling Dirty Girl, is being sold commercially. Flatland Farm is one of the places offering them.
Are these the girls?
These are the girls. Okay, and you can see, this is our first batch of the girls. You can see that there's some variation in the way they look a little bit. You know, the leaves aren't entirely the same on all of them. Like, look at this one here.
Lair points out two different types of leaves. One is a regular tomato leaf with serrated edges. The other has rounded leaves.
That's because the genetic code of the tomatoes is still a little... it's not entirely settled yet.
Still, he's excited to start selling the variety next week, because he's already tried them. Last fall, he tasted some grown by Schirmer.
I tried a few, and they were fantastic. I mean, really off the charts great. And so at that point, like, okay, well, if the tomato tastes that good, I for sure want to grow it. I think there's not a day that goes by where we don't get phone calls or emails about the Dirty Girl tomato. I think people are really excited about it because they're now making the connection that the Early Girl tomato is a Monsanto-owned variety, and you know, people don't want it.
Dirty Girls have another thing going for them. Schirmer is perfecting them for dry farming. That's when there's no extra watering after the plants are established. It's not just best for taste, he says. It's a style of farming that California needs if it's going to survive future years of severe drought. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Sebastopol.